with translators K220EM Nagizi, K220AV Taos, K213ET Eagle Nest, and K216CU Cuba. Online at KUNM.org.
Right now is the best time for your business announcement to be on KUNM. Why? For one thing, it's a presidential election year, and that always means more listeners. And secondly, KUNM's 50th anniversary is this fall, and there are exciting events coming up that will cause everyone to listen even more closely. Your business or professional office can have an announcement right here in a few days. Call Shanda at 277-3969. That's 277-3969.
Colectivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
Stories told by real human beings who make New Mexico history in their everyday life, work, struggles, and courage is what makes history. But the stories of our peoples, our gentes, are rarely recorded, written, and kept for future generations. Oral history through testimonios is at the heart of a community collective project, Humans of New Mexico, Humanos de New Mexico, o de Nuevo México. With the goal of gathering the diversity of New Mexican cultural traditions, this project focuses on oral and language traditions. In the show, you'll hear some of those stories along with commentaries by Rafael Martinez, Christine Schell, Georgia Bays Elliott, and Froilan Orozco. For Espejos de Aztlán, Cristina Bachín. Testimonios e historias relatadas por seres humanos reales, esos que hacen la historia de Nuevo México con su trabajo cotidiano, sus luchas y su coraje, es lo que hace historia. Pero raramente las historias de nuestros pueblos, de nuestras gentes, de todos los días, son registradas, transcriptas y guardadas para las futuras generaciones. El proyecto colectivo y comunitario Humanos de New Mexico se centra en la historia oral a través de la recolección de testimonios de historias contadas oralmente y grabadas. Rafael Martínez, Christine Schell, Georgia Weiss Elliott y Froilán Orozco comparten con Espejos de Aztlán algunas de estas historias y nos cuentan qué motiva tan laborioso proyecto, así como lo invitan a usted también a participar en el mismo. Para Espejos de Aztlán, Cristina Bachín.
Gran tejedor de historias, escribió alguna vez que si volviera a nacer, bailaría mucho más.
We are today on Espejos de Aztlán. This afternoon we are having special guests, people from this project called Humans of New Mexico. Thank you so much, Christine Schell, Rafael Martinez, Georgia Weiss Elliott, and Froilán Orozco for coming today.
Just gracias for having us on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure, and particularly with this project that seems to have lots of courage, passion, and is a very thoughtful project as well. Rafael Martinez, can you tell us briefly what is this project about and why did you begin with this project?
Sure. The Humans of New Mexico project was a project that got started in the spring of 2016. More specifically, in March of 2016, it all started when I, in particular, was looking to teach undergraduate students about the importance of oral history and how can we make oral history live again and be important to young audiences, to youthful people. And so one of the ideas was to, you know, share it through social media, which is very popular amongst young people. After starting the project and realizing its potential, I realized that, you know, there was a big opportunity for expansion, for it to grow, for it to go in different directions. And that's when I called on my colleagues who are here today and a few others that couldn't be here today to be able to expand the project and really make it a collective work and be reflective of the communities that we're looking to reflect.
In the case of you all, how many people are working in this project right now?
So as of right now, it's six members in the collective that we have. We have here today Christine Schell, Georgia Weiss Elliott, Froilan Orozco, and two of our members that couldn't be here today but are also representatives in the project are Claudia Avila Micho, who recently got accepted into the PhD program at Rochester, New York, and so, but she still continues with the project today. And then Eva Vidal, who's our our newest Southern New Mexico representative for the project.
Okay, so I heard from you through the Centro de la Raza, so I guess you are also related with it in some ways.
Yes, El Centro de la Raza has been a strong supporter of this project. We're currently actually working with them, along with some of the other ethnic centers, on looking at ways of incorporating some undergraduate students and graduate students to join our collective effort to be part of the program. They have been a strong supporter, and I've worked with them, as well as some of my colleagues here have worked with them on other projects. So this is just another project where we look to incorporate the talent that we already have in our centers and be able to, you know, bring them to reflect the communities that we're representing in the project.
I'm very happy that you are joining Espejos de Aztlán through this project, Humans of New Mexico. And before listening, part of one of the stories that the project already have in their archives, I would like to know what's, if you can tell me briefly, what's the main goal of the Humans of New Mexico project?
Humans of New Mexico is trying to highlight the individuals in the state and show the diversity of our population in New Mexico. It's a community-wide effort, as you can tell by our members, and we hope to capture the complex issues that face our communities in New Mexico. We offer, and therefore offer, a platform to the people we interview and the voices of our neighbors.
The idea is we have another value of history, like history is made not only by the ones who write them, but also particularly for the ones who do it.
Right. And and therefore we're also highlighting oral tradition and oral history, as that's a very important part of our history and of histories across the world. And so we hope that this can be somewhat of a archive of capturing our population's day-to-day lives, of the history and diversity, and then producing that for generations to come. And so we have the passing down of oral tradition.
Let's choose one of the stories, and I know you already choose some cuts that we can share with our listeners through the radio. Which is the first story you choose? Just to have a sample of the kind of stories you're gathering.
Sure. So the first sample that we have gathered here for you all today is from Tierra Hudgens, who is from Moriarty, New Mexico. And her story really captures one of the essence that we're trying to, talk about in our project, as Georgia mentioned. And that's the idea of being multicultural in the state of New Mexico. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the identity issues that happen? And what are some of the positive things that happen? And so her being in a rural place also adds to the complexity that we have in New Mexico between rural and urban populations.
Let's listen to this part of the story of Tierra Hudgens.
Hudson. I go to Moriarty High School. It's over there. So this year I'm a senior, and it's been a crazy year. Everyone says senior year is so easy, it's a breeze. No, they lied. They lied. Senior year is pretty rough. But so I live in a rural part of town, and my biggest thing is opportunity. So I'm always like looking for opportunity. I I have a brother and a sister that's younger. I'm the oldest in the family. So I think that really affects a person's personality when you figure out, like, where they're at in the... I'm the oldest.
Do you share? Do you not share?
You know, exactly. I'm like the mom of everything. Yeah. So I talked about multiculturalism and me being three different races, and it's like... It's a challenge, and it's often an overlooked challenge, because people, I'm not black enough for the black club. I'm not Hispanic enough to be with the Latinas. Like, I'm not, like, Japanese enough to even, like, be around that category. But I was raised in a Hispanic home, so that's, like, where my heart is. Like, that's who I feel that I am. But I'm passionate about all my cultures. We lived in Albuquerque probably up till when I was three. And then we moved out here to Moriarty. My grandma, my mom's mom, she had 14 brothers and sisters. They lived on a ranch a little, like, farther past Moriarty, but Moriarty is, like, where all my family is. My whole neighborhood is, like, my aunts and my great aunts and my great uncles, you know, so I'm very family, like, rooted. My dad, his dad was in the military, and he met my grandma in Japan and brought her back to New Mexico. He brought her to New Mexico because that's where he was stationed, and they just ended up staying here. Yeah, both my parents were born and raised in New Mexico, so I think the coolest thing, though, about living in Moriarty is it's like a smaller scale. So, like, even at my high school, I feel like kids are allowed to be individuals. It's not so clicky. Like, I have 7 cousins that I'm graduating with this year. Yeah, so everything's very family oriented. Yeah, but in our talks in, but I love New Mexico with all my heart.
You are listening to Espejos de Aztlán show, and this afternoon we are having the collective of Humans of New Mexico project, a work that is taking place here in New Mexico, led by Christine Schell, Rafael Martinez, Georgia Weiss Elliott, Froilan Orozco, and more to come. And what's the next story we want to share with our listeners?
We'd like to share our interview with Santa Fe's first female mariachi band. They still perform today. They're Mariachi Buenaventura. They're all female.
Yeah.
And they've built, yeah, which is interesting and something that is maybe not unique to mariachi in general, but unique maybe to our state, and the fact that they've created their own collective of women who support each other and have for, you know, a few generations.
Who are the voices we are going to listen now?
So the interview opens with Joana Alvarez Reyes, and her companions are Anishka Guzman and Vanessa Rivera.
Perfect. We're going to listen to them. And then after that, a little bit of mariachi women playing, well, mariachi, which is usually an ensemble, male dominant. But in this case, women singing mariachi.
Dejaré que pase el tiempo porque es sabio y es perfecto. Va y coloca donde quiere cada cosa.
Joana Alvarez Reyes, with Mariachi Buenaventura. We've been playing in this group for 10, almost 11 years now. In September or October, I think it'll be.
I'm Anishka Gonzalez, and I've been playing violin for about 15 years. And I've been playing with them for about 9, 10. It's a long time. My name is Vanessa Rivera. I play guitar. I've been in the group from the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
I'm pretty OG.
Yeah.
Okay, let me set down my fork.
It's a funny story how we all started, because like a long time ago, a lot of us that first started the group, we came from other like youth groups here in Santa Fe. Some of them were kind of like spin-off groups from high school groups, kind of like community groups. So we were all in that for a while. And then like me and another girl, we left the group and we were trying to start a female mariachi. And it was really hard in the beginning because we couldn't find enough girls that played or were willing to like really be in a band for sure. Like we had a lot of people that would come and then they wouldn't show up again, they would disappear, and it was just hard. And like the guy that was helping us out, he was supposed to be like our director. After a while, he just kind of got like, he was just like, you guys just need to add boys or guys in the group because it's not working. We'll just mix it and whatever. So we're like, okay, fine. So we had some guys for a while. It was, I was playing guitar and the two other girls that were with me, they were doing violin. So we were still missing at least a vihuela, a guitarrón, and like a trumpet still. So, and we couldn't find enough girls. So anyway, we got the two guys in the group and that was working out for a little while. We were just kind of starting to get known. We even had like a couple little restaurant gigs that we were going to. There was different reactions, but people still kind of see us as a novelty in a way, and I think that's what got us like a lot of gigs. Or, you know,
I think too at the beginning it wasn't all positive, but it was some of the negative that helped.
Yeah,
kind of like even just showing them up, like kind of like, we can do it.
Yeah,
and I think too, yeah, like you say, like just because we are all female, it's something different. It's nice. All yeah. Love, like you know, most people yeah. Think of. You know, men mariachis are all overweight, belly sticking out, big old mustaches.
Or your little typical vision of a mariachi or
you know,
something.
We got flowers, hair done, makeup, yeah. Glamorous, dancing, fun.
Yeah.
And there are actually, like, I mean, each of these southern states kind of has girl groups, you know, it's just not it's not as popular, I guess, because we still get lots of people that come in here and stuff, and they're like, I have never seen an all-female mariachi. This is crazy. Yeah.
And they're like minutes away from where we know about the female right. Mariachis.
Yeah, they're like, really? Where are you from? They're like, oh, I'm from Arizona, or I'm from LA, or something. I'm like, LA's got like some of the biggest girl mariachis.
Right.
Like, you've never seen them? I'm like, crazy. So, but even just gender could make a whole different twist on the music itself, I guess.
And like I say, with like the comments, it's not always like, sometimes it's degrading. Sometimes
right.
It's not, oh, you guys are awesome. It's, oh, you guys are beautiful. Oh, you guys are cute. It's never, it's yeah. Like, yeah, you gotta listen to this. Like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
Just don't know.
Right.
Yeah. In the beginning, too, it was hard. Like, I mean, a lot of the time, even when, like, me, when I was trying to collect, like, our payment for after a gig, or trying to talk to
está escuchando Espejos de Aztlán y esta tarde estamos con la gente del programa Humanos de Nuevo México con Christine Shell, Rafael Martínez, Georgia Weiss Elliott y Froilán Orozco. You're listening to this show this afternoon because we want to highlight this project that is taking place close to us in some part of the University of New Mexico and also is a community project. And we are highlighting some parts of this project with samples of the stories that these people are gathering. So, Froilán, can you tell me what's the next story we're going to share with our listeners?
Yeah, we're going to share Rose Lopez, and I actually wasn't collaborating in the audio sample for that one, so Rafael, do you want to go ahead and introduce it?
Sure. Gracias, Froilán. So, Rose Lopez is an individual that we met through some community members here in Albuquerque, and her story is really emblematic to a lot of our folks that we have in the state who've dealt with some sort of issues with incarceration and issues of substance abuse, and have turned her life over to really focus on what her true calling was. And in this case, was working in her community and making a difference working in education. And so she has gone on to do that in the Boys and Girls Club here in Albuquerque. And she details her transformation and how she is making that difference in her community in today's world.
So one of the goals of this project, Rafael Martinez, is also to highlight human beings of New Mexico on regarding their efforts, their battles, their struggles, but also particularly their ways of surviving many of those struggles, isn't it?
Definitely, that is correct. Muchas de las personas con las que entrevistamos son personas que han que nos explican su identidad y cómo han llegado a encontrar su identidad. So, ya sea por esfuerzos que han tenido en su vida personal o simplemente encontrando su pasión en su vida.
Entonces, esto es una manera de que nuestro oyente también piense si conoce a alguien en su entorno, en su familia, en su comunidad, que pueda ser parte de este proyecto mediante una entrevista.
Eso es correcto. Le estamos pidiendo a la gente que si tiene historias que quiera compartir con nosotros, que quiera, que ya sea tíos, tías, familiares, que nos contacten a nuestro email humansofnm@gmail.com y puede compartir con nosotros su historia y nosotros vamos a hacer el esfuerzo por entrevistarlos.
Fantástico. Vamos a escuchar una de estas historias y luego vamos a comentar nuevamente los objetivos de este proyecto, porque un oyente que está ahí pensando, sí, yo sé de gente que es muy valiosa, que nosotros queremos contarle nuestra historia. Cantamos a la vida.
So I have no formal education. One of the things I used to do when I got out, I'd go to UNM, mm-hmm. and I'd go in real big classes where there was like women's studies or something like Chicano studies. I'd go in and stuff that, whatever caught my eye, what's going on up there? And I'd go in with my backpack and I would just get lost in classes. I even took a couple tests one time. But I didn't have money to go.
Right.
I love learning. I love to learn, but I don't learn like normal people, I don't think. And I've always loved to learn. Ever since I was a little girl, I've loved to learn. My third grade teachers who really opened my eyes to words. That was the biggest gift she could have given me was words, poetry. And words have been my escape when things would get crazy, I could write. And when I was left for 2 years in complete isolation, well, I was incarcerated and then you have to face your own demons, words. And then when people don't get you, because I come from a world that's not mine, yours, anybody. My world, I was 22 when I went to prison. 22 years old. I didn't even know how to clean my own nose yet, you know? I got out, I didn't know how to bounce a checkbook. I didn't know how to go rent an apartment. I didn't know any of that. I didn't know anything. And these people that have been they're still in my life. The bosses that I had, I keep people in my life that are good, and if they're not, they can kick rocks. I ain't got time. And I feel responsible. I can't let these people down. They're depend, you know. And the only thing that I'm doing is empowering them. I'm not giving them a fish. I'm teaching them to fish, and they want to learn to fish. They're like, Rosie, how do I bait it like this? Do I tie it like this? And that's what I'm giving you. That's what you want. That's what I'm going to give you. Now, if I see you fishing, you know, in a little puddle, I might say, you know what? There's no fish in there. Let me you know what I mean? I'm just guiding. That's all I'm... So, yeah, I feel very, very strong about my kids and what they have to deal with. And so, yeah, it's the war zone. It's not the international district. And you know what? The politicians can call it whatever they want, but until they reach it.
Froilán Orozco, ¿me puedes explicar cuál es el objetivo, el sentido de este proyecto y qué es lo que más te apasiona de este proyecto? ¿Por qué es importante para ti y por qué queremos que la gente los contacte para contar sus historias a este proyecto Humanos de Nuevo México?
Bueno, el objetivo por ahorita es darle un espacio a la comunidad, cual puede usar en varias formas y... Hemos captado varias historias de diferentes áreas de Nuevo México, cual no se estudian en la escuela o no se escuchan. Entonces, este proyecto ha beneficiado a los individuos que hemos contactado por ese aspecto. Y personalmente, como no somos profesionales nosotros, colaboramos con mucha gente para que se pueda formar una entrevista en su totalidad.
¿Qué es lo que tú crees que este proyecto valora?
Tenemos varias historias que cual hemos captado en diferentes lenguas, lenguas indígenas, español, inglés, porque yo soy primera generación, vengo de inmigrantes de Jalisco y crecí también en México, y los pueblos cual yo tenía experiencia en conocer son los pueblos que se escuchan aquí mismo en Nuevo México a través de estos individuos que hemos entrevistado, y me da sentir gusto de que se puedan mantener en la historia. Uh-huh. Y no perder en el
estado. Y no perderla. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, Christine Schell, can you tell us how this Humans of New Mexico project is on the online, on the internet? How do you are planning to promote it and to gather more testimonies for this project?
Sure. Well, we have several components to promoting the project and making it accessible to the general public. Of course, we have a website which houses all of the interviews, as both their audio, like the audio testimonial parts, as well as the transcriptions. Some of the testimonials are in English. Some of them are in Spanish. When they are in Spanish, we do provide an English translation as well as the original Spanish transcription. And so this is a place where, you know, folks can go really dig in to the entirety of the testimonials that these people are offering. And alongside of the testimonials, you can see pictures of the people who are giving them. We purposely chose not to do video because we want to focus more on the audio, on the actual testimonial. But you can at least see a picture, you know. I think we all
know. Who is this man or this woman?
We all want to see who the person is. Yes, I think it's part absolutely. Of our nature. Mm-hmm. And even the layout of the website, we intentionally kept it really, really simple because we wanted to, one, highlight the stories of these people, and two, make it really easy to navigate. But even when you go to the homepage, you'll notice that it looks kind of like a mosaic or a patchwork quilt, the way all the different interviews are laid out. And that was intentional because we recognize that as a community, we're made up of many diverse components, but you can still go in and zero in on each individual person and learn more about their story. But when you kind of zoom out, you can see that we're all essential in this larger patchwork quilt that is our community.
That's a good image. And if somebody is there thinking that he or she might know somebody very valuable for this oral history project, how can they contact you?
Well, they can contact us. There's contact information on the website. The website also links to our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, and our SoundCloud accounts. And so you can pretty much, you know, reach out to us through any of those platforms as well.
And the name of the website again?
The name of the website is humansofnewmexico.com. And we encourage people to also to subscribe on Facebook and Instagram and all those other accounts. On those platforms, they can get smaller snippets of the interviews and pictures, so it's like a really kind of quick and easy way to see what the meat of a person's story is, and then they go to the website to really dig into the details.
So thank you so much to you all for coming to our show, Christine Schell, Rafael Martinez, Georgia Weiss Elliott, and Froilan Orozco.
Thank you.
And congratulations for this initiative. I know it's a lot of work, and I hope our listeners will join you to make this oral history archive of everyday life people who are doing real battles, and they are like heroes, but of everyday life, that can join you and contact you to be in those archives.
Definitely.
We hope so.
Yeah. Gracias.
Vamos. Gracias a ustedes.
Thank you.
Gran tejedor de historias escribió alguna vez que si volviera a nacer bailaría mucho más. Tanto resonó en mi alma que mi corazón cantó. Si yo volviera a nacer, no viviría igual.
And you are listening to Espejos de Aztlán today in this interview about the Humans of New Mexico project, a New Mexico-based project to highlight, gather, collect oral history of New Mexican people. Thank you so much. My name is Cristina Bachin, and I'll be with you until 10 p.m. with Raíces Show just beginning in a few seconds.
Amigos de verdad, tende a menos posesiones, y eso sería muy...